Hi guys, this is John Doe back again with another Exiles commentary. So the airing date, it is season 1, episode 13, Beyond the Sea. It's 1994, episode directed by David Nutter. Watching this via Amazon Prime, guys, just a note, ad free. Yeah, I purchased the entirety of season 1 via the Amazon Prime streaming services. Moving forward, ideally, I'm looking to pick up the entire X-Files box set, physical copy, maybe Blu-ray or second-hand DVD, but we'll get to that at a later date. So season one, yeah, these commentaries are via Amazon Prime. Hopefully there's no issue in regards to syncing up, so if you're trying to sync up with me via a physical version. It's hard to tell, to be honest. I've yet to do like a comparison in regards to like runtime. I can't check actually. Don't worry. So it's season 1 episode 13. Set the timestamp to 0, episode on pause. If inclined, putting your subtitles countdown in 5 and we'll get into it. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. Yeah, I was trying to check the runtime for this episode. It's Matey from Twin Peaks. It's Scully's dad. So this guy from Twin Peaks. Oh God, it's the Laura. It's the FBI guy, not FBI. Government guy, isn't it? Bobby Briggs's father. Is it the Colonel Briggs? So that's a really nice cameo. So Dana Scully's the guy from Twin Peaks. Bobby Briggs is not related to Dana Scully. Yeah, this guy's amazing in Twin Peaks. It's really, he's sort of like this high-end like government official, but he's a really like morally censored individual. Yeah, you really, Colonel Briggs in Twin Peaks, you really warm to him as a character. He's just a decent person, and I mean that in the best possible sense of the words, you know. So 147, somebody's not fucking sleeping again. It's got to be Mulder, isn't it? As the camera slowly pulls back here. Weird fucking adverts in the middle of the night. Oh, it's Scully's fallen asleep. She can't sleep. Oh, there he is. So that's really odd. Dad, it's not your dad. He's not really there, Scully. Sure, I sent a fucking deleted scene from fucking Twin Peaks. Look. Yeah, look. So clearly, Chris Carter's like, I want to cast that guy from Twin Peaks. It will make his character a little bit surreal, like he is in, actually, like he is in fucking Twin Peaks, you know? So this is a cool crossover. I gotta like it. I gotta love it. Fucking hell, Dana. Dana? Mom? Oh, he's dead. He's dead. Briggs is dead. Colonel Briggs. Colonel. Coronary. Heart attack. So this is without doubt a Dana Scully-centric episode here. She's lost her fucking pops from Twin Peaks, man. Wow, so yeah, crossed over, but how'd you read it? She's potentially seeing his, like, ghostly outline, you know? Sat in the chair seat across from her, you know? Yeah, this is nice, man. Because it takes a while. You think, like, Dana Scully's just, like, this by-the-book, sort of, like, straight arrow type. But there's a hell of a lot more to her character. To be honest, she's not a million miles away from, like, Fox Mulder. She's starting to see into the beyond, you know? Ah, oh, it's just an awesome fucking television series, isn't it? The X-Files, created by Chris Carter. Truth is out there, debatable, as always. So where the fuck, Jackson University, Raleigh, North Carolina, out in the sticks. So the two individuals meet. Yeah, so Brad Dourif cameo. I love it, man. Kind of like Brad Dourif. Kind of like an iconic like genre actor, isn't he? You know? Think of like Exorcist Part 3. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know? Some jock strapped up out of the vehicle. Bad lieutenant moment incoming. Oh yeah, look, this is for Poundland fucking law enforcement character playing the Ted Bundy card here. Look, you're about to get taken out. Take a tumble. Shining light, maniac cop moment incoming. Yeah, why is the fucking law enforcement guy got his fucking jeans on? Oh yeah, maniac cop, take a tumble. So, are you telling me? Oh, he's a impersonating police officer type. It's got to be Brad Dourif. Please tell me it is so. So, is Dana Scully going to tell Mulder about her pops? Mulder's going to be royally fucking intrigued. Your fucking father's the guy from fucking Twin Peaks. I love that fucking show. With its, otherworldly surrealism. It's brilliant to think as well. Oh, David Duchovny's got quite a like prominent cameo role in Twin Peaks season 2. So I kind of love the to some extent the two shows sort of crossing over here, you know. To be honest, they're not a million miles away from each other. When you really sit down, Twin Peaks and the X-Files. Yeah, you can to some extent sort of like interlink the shows. If you think about it, Agent Cooper's FBI as well, you know? Yeah, you almost feel like they could potentially, think of like Agent Cooper and Fox Mulder potentially working it within like the same, like the dungeon wing of the FBI, you know? So he's a wanted man kidnapping. Oh, he's on death row. Oh, it's just a perfect playground for old Brad Dourif, isn't it? Yeah, he's a confessional kind of actor, isn't he? He's all about the intense internal dialogue. And also, as well, obviously, Brad Dourif, sort of moving forward a few years, probably about 10 years later, appearing in the Lord of the Rings trilogy as Wormtongue. Yeah, it's just a great actor, man. He's been around from like mid 1970s onwards, man. Unbelievable. Filmography, TVography. Is that a word? I just made up a new fucking word, baby. So Luther Boggs, what a name. So he's a qualified serial killer. Great fucking work if you can fucking get it, eh? I think the qualifying rate's three or above, and it kills. Oh, they all like it. That's the bare minimum, though. If you're attempting to do a fucking diagnosis, yeah, of course. 99% of serial killers are all about the thrill kill. But there's usually a lot more to it, isn't it? You know? Once you start diving into their fucking childhood, you know? Oh, so she's told him. She's a tough old cookie, isn't she, old Dana? She'll never show it on the surface, but you don't deny it for a second. She's a caring type, you know? So, what are we going to be getting? Like further visions of her deceased father? What's she looking into? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Visionary encounters with the dead. Fucking hell, Dana Scully's crossing over into the paranormal activity type. Oh, this is the fucking funeral. So he wanted his fucking ashes scattered out into the ocean. So this is Mother. Mother Scully. Beyond the sea. Mayor Briggs, Colonel Briggs, we're gonna scatter his ashes along the Twin Peaks sea. There's no doubt, there's no doubt he's gonna be back in this episode. You wouldn't hire a, highly respected actor, guys. Gotta remember as well, this is like 2 years on from Twin Peaks, so this actor playing our father is still like a big deal. So if you're gonna cast him in an episode of Twin Pe not Twin Peaks, The X-Files, you're not just gonna have him in like the opening like couple of minutes, So here's old Brad Dourif, Central Prison, Raleigh, out North Carolina. Oh, fucking hell. So we're back. It's Legion. It's The Exorcist Part 3. Look. Deleted scene. Fucking hell. He's literally playing the same fucking character. So you can really see basically what Chris Carter's into in regards to like other forms of like pop culture. Tick one, Twin Peaks. Tick two, Legion, The Exorcist Part 3. Yeah, he's fantastic at this, old Brad Dourif. Internalizing emotional, deranged emotion. Yeah, immediately I'm looking at his character and you're thinking, is this a case of like possession, Yeah, no doubt about it. Chris Carter's cast Brad Dourif off his performance in the Exorcist 3. Look. Yeah, you just let old Brad Dourif rock and roll, yeah. Ah, he's awesome, man. He's a brilliant blend between like theatrical performance and cinematic, Internal, external. It's probably about 50-50, yeah? Look, man. He physically lives the dialogue. The truth. What's the truth? You want the truth? I can't, you can't fucking handle the fucking truth. I'll have to cover that film at some point. A Few Good Men. Yeah, that's a must, man. Fucking Jackie fucking Nicholson and Tom, the Tomster Cruise, rocking and rolling the fucking courtroom. The courtroom's not big enough for the pair of them. Oh, deranged serial killer. He's remembering the crime, the smell, the touch, and the texture. It's all about reliving, replaying. Beating these fucking kill crime scenes. So he's got Kiss tattooed onto his left hand. That's kind of interesting. Fucking hell, man. There's method acting, and then there's fucking Brad Dourif in season 1, episode 13 of The X-Files. Yeah, Duchovny and fucking Gillian Anderson's like, well, we don't have to do a great deal in this scene. Unspoken reactionary shots, that's all they need to do. Wow, this is a phenomenal performance, I gotta say, right now from Brad Dourif. absolutely seen chewing the shit out of this dialogue. I wonder if he's 100% following the script here. I sense a little bit of improvisation, improvisation's the word I'm looking for, baby. Oh, it's definitely a waterfall, mate, if we're referring to Twin Peaks. What's going on? Has he got an earring in here? Sweaty brow, sweaty hair. Scully's looking spectacular in the background. Oh, Mulder's loving this case. He loves mixing in and mingling with deranged hillbilly serial killer types. This is a classic Brad Dourif maneuver here. He'll switch in and out. He'll like, yes, I guess I'm reading this potential possession angle here. Or are they just gonna? Is he? Are they just? Beyond the sea? Yeah, la 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 la. Oh, this is gonna trigger Scully. What the fuck, man? She's gonna think. Hang on a minute. Funeral. This guy. Oh shit! So she. Oh wow. So I called it. Oh my God. So we got this weird angle potentially our deceased father's living on through this guy. Yeah, this is a fantastic episode right now, guys. Boggs, it's my fucking father. Would she let on to our Mulder yet? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying like Scully's on the defensive with Mulder, because we know Mulder's an out-and-out believer, so maybe she's sort of keeping up her guard here a little bit. Oh, Mulder, I'm seeing fucking ghosts, and he not that he'd point the finger at her and like, I see now you believe like I do, you know? Yeah, I don't think for a while Dana Scully's gonna tell Mulder here. She's gonna potentially try and figure it out for herself. So this is cool. Hotel late at night. So water beyond the sea. Niagara. Yeah, wow. Symbolism here in the distance. This is amazing, man. Wow, and symbolism with the statue. Oh, I gotta say it, guys, right now, this is the best episode from season one. This is unbelievably good, man. Wow. I am literally blown away with this. It's like a scullied, fevered dream nightmare sequence unfolding here. Look at the interior lighting. Ah, shit. All right, I'm going to speculate and call this. Is this potentially where this serial killer type's been rocking out to? Is Dormant Lair? Yeah, look at the candles on the ground. Yeah, it reeks of a fucking serial killer, doesn't it? What a shot here by the candle as she crouches down. Yeah, it's absolutely spectacular how they light a lot of these like interior like nighttime sequences in season one of the X-Files. Production values off the fucking scale. What is that? A coat hanger? There's a lot of fucking evidence here, Scully. Well, it's definitely a crime scene. Or a lair sequence. Oh, don't tell. Oh, she keeps seeing her fucking pops. Kind of fucking hell, it's getting super fucking creepy right now with Scully. Fuck me, man. She's gonna have to tell him, man. She's either gonna tell Fox Mulder or she's gonna wait for him to leave and then she'll be cracking out the fucking Ouija board. She's got to tell him. Got to tell him. Channel, eh? Is he a fucking... He's a medium type, any old box. Yeah, here we go. I'll be surprised if she don't tell him yet. Who's behind her? Is that the fucking mother? Yeah, look, look, somebody behind her here. Yeah? What's going on here? Is Mulder's fucking reflection? It's a fucking mirror. I was like, is that somebody stood behind fucking Scully here? No, it's Mulder's reflection. I'm on fucking edge right now. Yeah, you give it to her. She's still keeping her fucking guard up here. She's not going to tell him. I mean, there are many ways to read in this moment. She's still dealing with the trauma of her fucking father. She don't want to talk about it. I forget though, isn't Dana Scully a religious type? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to let this play out. You know, Dana Scully's a deep well of like intellect and emotion. It's like she don't even want to cry in front of Mulder. Yeah, he's trying to reach her. This is a wonderful moment between these two. So there's a real... there's a need maybe for Dana Scully to go back to this guy, Boggs, you know? I mean, I don't deny it. One, he's a master manipulator, but gas chamber tested for Boggs execution. Yeah, I get the impression kidnaps college students found safe. Oh, so they're lying. They're trying to get some evidence out of Boggs here. Yeah, well, that's what I was just about to say. There's no doubt about it. Dana Scully's going to look to have a moment with Boggs alone, you know? This is unbelievable, man. As I said, guys, it literally feels like he's playing the same character from Legion. But I don't mind it, man. I mean, he's so wonderful. If you've never seen The Exorcist Part 3, check it out. Brad Dourif is pretty incredible in that movie. I can't open he escapes, man. Oh, what is it here? Oh, it's a phone call. So this is something connected to this potential fake news headline. Yeah, he's looking up at the security camera. He's got them figured out. He knows exactly what they're up to. Yeah, look. Yeah, not always easy pulling the wool over a serial killer's eyes. Yeah, look. He's got a weird fucking twisted psychic connection with Scully right now. Talk about drawing out the moment. Playing up to the cameras here, isn't it? That's this weird element with like serial killers. They love the spectacle, don't they? 15 minutes of fame, you know? It's pretty disturbing, but... yeah, fucking hell, man. Duchovny's playing this well, man, because Brad Dourif is so fucking incensed right now. So Mulder in general is usually a pretty. I know he has his quirky, kooky, wooky, spooky Mulder moments, but usually he's a pretty sedated, kind of straight arrow type. So what's the flashing around here with these eyes? Oh, here are the fucking kids imprisoned. So this is great. So it's a potentially a second killer. Okay, this is interesting. Yeah, there's this really interesting psychic angle to this Boggs character. Okay, so he's looking in here. Oh, for a second, I thought he was going to be seeing in through the killer's eyes, but he's like he's looking in here. Okay. Oh, this is fascinating right now. Mulder. Down on the water cross. Oh, your blood will be spilling, mate. You seem to forget you're on fucking death row, sonny. So, to some extent, yeah, it's like he's playing both of them right now. So, this is interesting, man. We got this second fucking killer. Okay. So, the FBI immediately moving in. Full kind of like SWAT entry moment. Very nice. Again, the contrast here on these shots are unbelievable. They absolutely nail it with like the flashlights, the shafts of light, and the like the lack of light. Yeah, so cinematic, man. Filmic, you know? This is all shot for television, man. Most movies don't look as good as this, man. Look, it's unbelievable. Oh, is this a body? Oh shit! Mulder! He's choppering. Somebody's boating off, choppering off. Mulder's got his bulletproof on. Yeah, you're going out on foot. Going out shacked out on foot. You're chested up, man. You're chested. So it's blood. What is this? Something probably besides you connecting Dana back to her deceased father, I think. Is this Mulder? What the fuck, man? This body's been completely obliterated. He was only shot once. So is he not wearing a bulletproof? Oh, Dana's now blaming herself. No. No. Oh, is this a victim? Okay. So he's a killer abuser, the guy they're looking for. That's the guy. 650. So this is, yeah, as I said, a very. This is a rich episode, man. There's a hell of a lot going on. All these different characters. He's reliving it. So what have we got? A copycat, psychic, serial killer link ongoing here? Lucas Henry, okay. Here we go. So Mulder out of the picture, so now she's. Yeah, here we go. And he always start using the aspect of her father against her. Yeah. Fantastic moment from Gillian Anderson. Oh, look. Oh, now she's seeing Mulder through him. Oh, my God, man. Baba like me, honey. His words are poison. That's me quoting old Miranda Otto from Two Towers. She turns to old fucking worm tongue. Your words are poison. Oh, he's phenomenal as an actor. He's so fucking good. Brad Dourif, man. It's truly unique how he delivers a performance of this nature. Yes, it's something. Yeah, Scully's reliving some memory here through this guy. I'm liking this. Scully sort of like showing. I get a little bit teary-eyed here. I don't think this is gonna affect her in any way, man. This is ultimately just gonna make her stronger, you know? Ah, this is very, very good as well from Gillian Anderson right now. Not easy going up against, oh, arguably class old Brad Dourif as a fucking heavyweight actor, but Gillian Anderson more than holding her own. I think she's just such an intelligent actress. She's really paying attention to what he's doing, you know? And you kind of like play off it, you know? Starbuck. Starbucks or Starbuck? Oh, we don't like it. Oh God, let me out! Let me out! Let me! I just want to touch myself one final time. Kiss. No. Jesus fucking Christ, man! What a fucking performance this is. I don't know how many takes they shot of this, man. Carter's like, fucking hell, man. There's acting, and then there's. This is almost beyond fucking acting, you know? He delivers a nice accent as well, Brad Dourif. Last time. Oh, confessional corner, minister. Oh, yeah. Father, I fucking sinned. The Holy Bible of fiction, right? Yeah, you're on death row. What's your final meal gonna be? I think if you get out to that point, what's food fucking matter? Oh yeah, my favorite meal, and then a fucking hour later, let's fry Kentucky Fried Chicken my fucking brains out of being wonderful. So a wonderful variation here. We're going sort of black and white here. It's like the corridor of fucking judgment before he gets electrocuted. What are your final thoughts going to be here, man? You're about to get fucking taken out of life. So this is a bit of a comical moment. So this whole aspect of like. As I said, maybe this possession angle, you know, deceased beings living through or living on through him. Yeah, you need to start fucking talking. All right. A deal. liar, scholar. I think she's gonna have to play ball here, but don't give him 100% in regards to what he's looking for here. But 70%. Yeah, okay, we can cut a deal. We can cut a deal, man. Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's got no fucking fear of dying. Look. Mulder dies. Dark, dank corridor, fucking oblivion. That's a classic, sort of like. It kind of almost reminds me of Silence of the Lambs, that shot of Scully leaving the fucking hell zone. This is absolutely glorious, this episode. Wonderful, man. It's a shame it's not a little bit longer, man. They could have fleshed this out for an hour and a half, you know? This will function as a feature, you know? It's all this fucking paperwork, isn't there, to fucking FBI. We're getting fucking waiting for shit to begin. Oh, we're passing shit through fucking Congress, are we? So Mulder's alive. I'm still not sold on the fact when he got fucking shot. And then you saw the shot of him sprawled out, his fucking bleeding fucking legs. You're like, what the fuck, man? I thought he got shot in the fucking chest, you know? Yeah, there's no doubt. Oh, she cares about him. Ha ha ha. He's dangerous, but she's saying, what if her options are there, Mulder, you know? This is really nice, because essentially they've taken Mulder out of the picture here, and it's like, yeah, obviously he's just spoken to her, but it's really on Dana. What's she going to do with this guy, you know? It's like she's going to give him what he wants. Maybe. The question is this fucking psycho jerk we gonna keep to his fucking word, you know? Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, he can't remember. Oh, yeah.
I think you're fucking 20 minutes.
It's 15 minutes of fame. Only, it doesn't extend another 5 minutes, Shirley. Get a nice toothy nose head shot here, Brad Dourif. He doesn't remove his nose hair. How wonderful a shot this is.
They need to move the camera in a bit closer.
A condemned boiler room.
There's a red and green sweater and a claw and a charcoal cowboy hat.
He's got a face like a fucking pizzeria. I'm running out of superlatives here in regards to Brad Dourif's performance in this episode of The X-Files. It's unreal. It's unfucking real, man. Okay. So they're both sort of playing each other here. I like it though, to some extent. Oh, one final father shot, maybe not. Well, you clearly followed the fucking devil, mate. Yeah, I like it how Scully basically maintained her integrity there. Oh, so here's the fucking nut job they're looking for. Yes, we get it, he's psychotic.
They don't discriminate. He's abducted fucking adults as well. The contrast, and as I said, these shots are unreal. This like the element of like shafts of light, man. So much detail, man, in these episodes.
Freeze!
Take the shot. No time to talk or negotiate. Shoot him in the fucking leg. Get him on the fucking deck. Yeah. She only asks fucking once, mate. Oh, I'd be fucking unloading on this fucking jerkweed. Oh, so hope Scully takes him out, yeah. Cool fucking sequence. They're choppering in and Scully's leading the charge. Look at the interior light in here on these fucking corridors. God knows, this is like some deserted fucking asylum hospital area. Oh, well done, FBI guy. Take a tumble. Fuck me. Back to fucking training school for that guy. There's rats everywhere. There's barely any light. Take the shot, Scully.
Shoot him.
Keep running, Charlie, Jim. What? Yeah, devil symbolism. You're out of time, punk. Take a tumble. It's probably fucking dead, isn't he? It's probably for the fucking best, you know? He ended himself. So what's going on with Scully here? He's not traumatised. Looking back at this image on the wall. Blue demon. That's a beautiful kind of like a transitional match cut. One final interaction with this guy. So you see, he sort of kept to his word, I'm guessing. This ain't going to get this guy off the fact that he sat on death row. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? This guy's got really unusual powers, isn't he? Always potentially like seeing into the future, you know? Not saying he's redeemed himself. We've got to do with our fucking father, isn't it? Oh, I wouldn't listen to this, Scully. Get out of here. Come closer. Tonight. Oh, and he's getting fucking executed. And then he's gonna say it. Oh, fucking hell, man. She's gonna have to turn up to his fucking execution. Jesus, son. Again, do you go through with it? Again, this guy could just be playing with her, you know? So here's this final supper. He's gone to town with the food. You'd have to, wouldn't you? It's not as if he's paying for any of this. This final meal on planet Earth. So he keeps... Okay, he's like... Yeah, he like sees people, doesn't he? Victims, ghosts, I guess. Now he's hearing voices. He had a vision of this, didn't he? Okay, this was his vision materializing into reality. Kind of like a fascinating character, though, isn't he? To some extent, haunted. I love these tattoos. So he's got that demon tattoo right side of his chest. Oh, God, everybody's turned up. Yeah, the joke's on you. Question is,
Is Scully there or not? So this substance heated up. Are they injecting him with some kind of like poison? Yeah, I don't know how this works. Is she there or not? Nah, she's back with Mulder. I think she's done the right thing, yeah. Yeah, how's this possible? Ha ha ha, Mulder. Yeah, and you still doubt it. She's really wrestling with it beautifully, yeah. Oh, she's afraid. Oh, I'm getting emotional. She's afraid to believe. Oh God, man, this is so good with the writing. We're seeing a really nice progression here with the Scully character, man. As I said, oh, this is a touching moment as Mulder touches Scully. Fade to black. Oh, it's just a glorious episode, guys. Absolutely wonderful, man. Best episode so far. So that was season 1, episode 13, Beyond the Sea. Clap, 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 clap. Unreal, man. So good. Yeah, I'll definitely be revisiting that episode at a later date. I should have kept a fucking scoring cat on these episodes. But cool, guys. I'll be back again soon. So we're past the halfway mark as well in regards to season 1. 20th Century Fox. See you later, guys. Bye now.